This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The average late fee on a credit card bill right now, and this is from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, is $32. And that, says the CFPB, which is to say the Biden administration, is a junk fee. And the White House is trying to crack down on them by capping that late fee that banks charge credit card users at $8 per transaction. Good for consumers, right? Not great if you're a bank. Also, it's safe to say that retailers like Nordstrom and Macy's and Kohl's aren't wild about it either, especially given the hard-ish times that those chains now find themselves in. Because, as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, those credit cards have become an important part of department stores' bottom lines.
When you think of credit cards, you might think of one of the big issuers, like Visa or MasterCard, or maybe you think of banks. But credit cards were actually invented by retailers.
In the beginning, this was just done as a bookkeeping thing, you know, in a notebook behind the counter, essentially.
Bill Maurer is a professor of anthropology and law at the University of California, Irvine. He says these less formal lines of credit were the standard for a while. But eventually, stores started offering physical cards. They were these small metal plates.
Kind of look the same size and shape as a military dog tag that would have the customer's information on it.
The point was to create customer loyalty. It was the early 20th century, and new stores were opening left and right.
Retailers and merchants really sought a way to get customers to keep coming back to their shop instead of going to their competitors, to the point where, you know, some merchants almost functioned like bankers.
Retailers eventually realized they are better at selling stuff than lending money, and actual banks took over the logistics. But store cards are still an important piece of their business today. They help retailers gather data on what people are buying and promote targeted discounts. And Moody's retail analyst Christina Boney says these credit cards connect customers to the brand.
I do remember that I was really excited to have a Bloomingdale's credit card.
She says store cards encourage spending. They also generate another line of income because they have steeper interest rates than bank-issued cards. Those rates recently hit record highs of nearly 29%. One analyst estimates that Macy's makes nearly half of its operating profits from its credit card program. Boney says the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's move to limit late fees will hurt department stores the most.
It's one more thing that they're going to have to contend with and going to have to pivot. If you think about those lost dollars just flow directly right to the bottom line.
Now, there will always be some demand for store cards, says Ted Rossman, a credit card analyst at Bankrate.com. It's often easier to get approved for, say, a Gap card than an American Express. So it's many people's first line of credit. And sometimes store cards are the only solution to a financial emergency.
Point of sale, easy financing, like somebody who really needs credit now because otherwise they're not going to be able to buy that new refrigerator or that new set of tires.
But Rossman says those customers are increasingly moving away from credit cards and instead are choosing buy now, pay later options like Affirm and Klarna. To lure them back, he says more retailers might move towards co-branded cards. Those are cards issued by the store that can be used anywhere, not just at the one brand.
A retailer like Costco, that's a really popular card, not just for Costco, but for gas and travel and other things.
And retailers will need to push their cards even harder. So we might experience that familiar moment at checkout even more when the sales associate motions toward that little pamphlet by the cash register.
They tempt you, right? Like, do you want to save 10% off today's purchase or 20% off today's purchase?
Sounds pretty good until you compare it to that 30% APR. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.